You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.3 WPLN. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Sheryl Crow is releasing a new song today that's not exactly new. Redemption Day was originally released in 1996 on her multi-platinum self-titled album. But for the Nashville-based Grammy winner, the song has new meaning and new weight thanks to the voice of an old friend.
I've wept for those who suffer long, but how I weep for those who've gone.
Johnny Cash covered Redemption Day shortly before he died, and it was released on a posthumous compilation. Crow says she wrote the song after a trip to war-torn Bosnia and seeing news reports about the Rwandan genocide. Crow's original 1996 recording came in the form of a train song, a chug-along track with an ascendant chorus.
There is a train.
The new one is more plodding and ominous, a piano drama tuned down to match the gravity of Cash's voice.
There is a train that's heading straight to heaven's gate, to heaven's gate. And on the way, child and man and woman wait.
Sheryl Crow first used the Cash recording live on a tour in 2014 with her band.
We did it once, and we just could not believe. It was like an audible gasp in the audience, and people with tears welling up in their eyes. But it really wasn't until I was making this record and taking it into consideration where we are at now as a country and, you know, as a civilization, that I felt like this is the time to actually release a version of the two of us.
Fire rages in the streets and swallows everything it meets.
While Crow says the original meaning of the song hasn't changed, her perspective has, and she now sees it as a way to show the horrors of war through the eyes of a child.
I'm a mom. I've got two small children, 8 and 11, and, you know, the song is much older than they are, but it has brought new meaning for me in the fact that I'm really conscious every day of what my children are exposed to. And some of it I can control and some of it I can't. You know, for me to constantly be drilling down on the fact that the truth does matter and we don't lie and that we treat everybody with love and compassion is, you know, somewhat canceled out by gadgets and by 24-hour news and, you know, how people are so divided now and what has become the norm for people in the way they talk to each other. So it seemed like a very apropos time to release the song, particularly with the weight of Johnny's vocal on it.
Come leaders, come ye men of great, let us hear you pontificate.
Sheryl Crow met Johnny Cash early in her career, but it was a chance meeting with Johnny's wife, June Carter, that really connected her to the Cash family. The two struck up what would be a lifelong friendship, with Crow being asked to sing at June Carter's funeral.
After June passed, Johnny's son-in-law called me and said, I've given your song Redemption Day to Johnny, and he loves it and wants to record it. And he proceeded to ask me a lot of questions, Johnny did, about what certain lyrics meant, and then he told me it would be the cornerstone of his new record, and he felt it was just such an important, timely song to put out. And then he passed away a few weeks later. And when it came time to make this record, you know, of all the people that I've loved and who have inspired me, he was at the forefront of those people, so he's a part of this album.
Sheryl Crow's new album is called Threads, and it pulls together a string of fellow artists, including a mutual friend of Crow's and Cash's, Kris Kristofferson. Crow decided to make this album a purely collaborative effort after witnessing Kristofferson's struggle with memory issues.
You know, to see my old friend like that, it just started making me feel like, you know, I really want to spend my time making musical experiences that have meaning for me. And all these people that are on the record have been inspirations to me and for me. And I also made sure to invite the people that are inspiring me now, like Brandi Carlile and Maren Morris and Jason Isbell and Chris Stapleton and Gary Clark Jr. and Andre Day and Margo Price. These people that carry, you know, that carry the mantle into the future, that will be writing the songs that matter for future generations. So, yeah, I'm really pleased with it, and I think it will be my last album.
Wow. And why is that?
It takes a lot of time and money and energy to create a fully artistic statement with a beginning, a middle, and end. And, you know, you hope you have a song that lands on a playlist somewhere. People just don't listen to albums anymore. So I feel like this is a good one to go out on. And in the future, when I write something I feel like needs to be put out, we'll just put it out. We won't wait to make a whole album.
Sheryl Crow's new album, Threads, is scheduled to be released this summer. For WPLN News, I'm Jason Moon Wilkins.
There is a train that's heading straight to heaven's gate, to heaven's gate. And on the way, child and man and woman wait, watching wait for redemption day.